This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbly, ourselves under thy mighty hand today, just to thank you and praise you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. We just are thanking you and praising your precious Father for being on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of us. Well, we're so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We thank you for extending grace, mercy, and love upon our lives this day. Now, pray, precious Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today. As we die to self, precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just commit this, hallelujah, Lord, this time into thy hands. Use us the way that you see fit this day. Forgive us of anything that will try to hinder our walk with you today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Now, precious Father, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Hide us behind Calvary's cross. Anoint this little clay, Lord. Use us the way that you see fit. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that would try to hinder the word of God from going forth this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Well, bless God. This is Apostle Dudley Tebow.
Prophet Tebow.
Coming to you today, that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to the book of Luke. Luke, the 16th chapter, and we'll be reading verses 19 through 31. Prophet.
Good evening. I'll be reading to your hearing Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31, and it reads as follows. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. Let me reread verse 25. It says, But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear him. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they would repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. I read to your hearing St. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank Prophet Steve-O for sharing the word with us today. Amen, because we know the word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall not pass away. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. God is a good and his word is to be praised. And we just thank God today, amen, for having this opportunity again to come before you and bring forth the word, because the word of God will stand. God honors his word above his name. So, amen, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Just in the next few minutes, I would like for you to pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word. Today we're going to be talking about, are you prepared to die? Are you prepared to die? Because your present place was not intended to be your final destination. Are you prepared to die? Hallelujah. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Life is short and death is sure. The grave awaits all of us. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, the word of God reads, And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Every person on this earth born will get one chance to prepare for your final destination. You must choose. Oh, yes, you must choose. Heaven or hell, Christ or Satan. Yes, again. Life is short, and death is sure. The grave awaits us all. Where will you spend eternity? There's only one or two places, heaven or hell. When your body dies, your soul shall live on. The question is when. Have you made preparation for your final destination? Are you prepared to die? In the book of Matthew 25, verse 46, it says, And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. You see, God, people of God, all those that are listening in, those that will be listening to this tape later on, you see, the God that we serve, the God that sits high and looks low, the God, the creator, the one that made us, he only sees two types of people. He sees the righteous and the wicked. He sees the saved and the lost. Those that are heaven bound and those that are hell bound. Yes, God sees it all because he sits high and he looks low. What is amazing is that he knows it all by name, the very hairs on our head. So I don't care how far you run, you can't run from God because he sees everything. And he knows everything. He knows you better than you know yourself. Here in the scriptures that was read, that Prophet Steve-O read in the book of Luke, the 16th chapter, verses 19 through 31, which we will be expounded throughout the lesson today. When will you be? Where will you be? 1 minute after you die. You see, death, we definitely don't want to think about it. We try to push it aside and don't really have a thought about it until it happens. Usually people get very religious during a death of a loved one. Usually that is the time when we really think about where we are going. When the Bible let us know, it's appointed unto man once to die, but after that, the judgment. Yes, we see this again in Hebrews 9:27. So we definitely have to make preparation, prepare ourselves according to what the Word of God is saying. See, the Bible is biblical instruction left to us before leaving earth. We are here on earth for a reason, a purpose, and a time. But there's a time for everything underneath the heavens. Yes, there's a time to live, and there's a time to die. But we must, every one of us, have an appointment that we will not miss. Life, again, is short, and death is sure. But the grave awaits the Lord. Death is not your final destination, according to the Word of God. That is only a doorway to our final resting place, our final destination. That is the point beyond which we do not return to life on earth. The question today for everyone to think about is, where will you be 1 minute after you die? See, here Jesus gives us an illustration. He gives us in the Word of God. He says in Matthew 7:13-14, enter you in at the straight and narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which goes in therein, because straight is the gate and narrow, difficult is the way which lead unto life, and few there be that find it. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, are you prepared to die? Because your present place was not intended to be your final destination. Sometimes we, in our little finite mind, we think that once we die, it's over. Where in the Word of God, as student of the Bible, you will read that Jesus talked about, he talked about a hell. He talked about a heaven. Matter of fact, in the book of John 14:1-3, it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Then where I am, you may be also. So Jesus Christ, he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. Are you, brothers and sisters in Christ, are you the ones that have strayed away, those that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life? Are you prepared to die? Are you ready? If your name was called and your number was pulled, are you ready to meet your maker? You know, the one that created you, the one that made you out of clay and breathed into you the bread of life. I'm talking about God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. Here Jesus said in the book of Matthew, the broad way or the broad road, it leads to judgment, destruction, and hell. On that road, people seems to be having a wonderful time. It is a party atmosphere. They eat, they drink, and they be merry. For tomorrow, they say, we will die, is their motto. But there is emptiness, loneliness, and insecurity on that broad road, that wide and broad road, where a lot of people, even today, in 2019, is traveling. Look around you. They are eating, they are drinking, and having a merry good time in the nightclubs, waiting until last call for alcohol, during their time of entertainment. Seems as if they're enjoying themselves. But I stopped by to let you know that is only for a season. You see, once the hangover is gone, you still got to face reality. You still got to face the fact that trouble is all around you. Hallelujah. There's emptiness in your life that only God can fill. There's loneliness in your soul that only God can fill. There's insecurity in your life that only God can fulfill that one. Yes, and on the other hand, when we look at the narrow road, which leads to heaven, traveling on this road is very difficult because it goes against the grain of society, the tides of lustful pleasure, and the sin of this world. You see, in 1 John 2, verse 16 and 17, it says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, it's not of God. It's not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world will pass away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abided forever. So we are hooked up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God. We can look forward and we can endure all the way to the end. But we can look forward to that prepared place that he is preparing for us. The question still remains here tonight. Are you prepared to die? That is an appointment that you will not. Ain't no such thing as, hallelujah, canceling it out. No. Death is set. Life is short, but death will be sure. So if we're still living at the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that are alive and well shall rise and be changed in the twinkling of an eye. So it would be to your advantage, as well as mine, to get right with God. Make sure our house is in order. Are you prepared to die? Because your present place was not intended to be your final destination. Yes, right now we are living in a time and a season where people, in a general sense, they believe that wrong is right and right is wrong. But you see, God don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God means what he says, and he says what he means. Are you prepared to die? Again, on the narrow road, there is also fun and laughter, but there is a sense of, hallelujah, of reaching a place of destiny, a place that is prepared, a place that brings us forth security, a place of perception of hope and assurance of something better to follow than this earthly extension or existence. Are you prepared to die? Providence? Hallelujah. Thank God for Providence tonight. Mighty woman of God. Amen. So, a motto for those that are on the straight and narrow, for those that endure all the way to the end, for those that have a hope beyond hope, our motto is the best is yet to come.
The Bible says our latter days will be better than our former days.
Yes, amen, amen, and that's what we're striving for. Mm. Amen? Where will your final destination be? Only you know, and only God knows. All we got to do is keep on, keep it on, putting our hands in the Master's hand, looking on to Jesus as the author and finish of our faith. Yes, there is a way to go. There is a road that you must take. Our final destination is determined by our lifestyle in life. You see, that's why it's so very important for your audio to line up with your video, for you to make sure that you are living a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. Because you see, at death, our eternal destiny is unalterable. It's fixed. Entrance to heaven is not limited to one collective group or one denomination or a certain social status or type of person. No. Again, I'll go back to what I said earlier. God sees two types of people. Oh, yes, he does. Those that are saved and those that are lost. Those that are heaven-bound or those that are hell-bound. Those that are righteous and those that are wicked. It is a choice that each and every one of us has to make. It's good to know, Prophet Stephen, that when you give your life to Christ, you're not your own anymore. But God is with you. God is right there. God, our Father, Jesus, the Savior, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit, all three agree as one, the Godhead. There's more with us than with those in the world. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy to be praised. So are you prepared to die? Your present place was not intended to be your final destination. Yes? Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord. Yes, Lord. Are you prepared? Today.
Forgiveness has me on the rise. Jesus is my sword and shield. All my sins he paid to be. Yes, I know that he is real. That's why I call his name. I call him my Father.
Father,
my God,
my Father,
praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, tonight, we are talking about, are you prepared to die? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people don't like to talk about that particular subject, but we have to be reminded and understand, again, in the word of God in Hebrews 9:27, it says, and it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. You know, sometimes, again, we had a cousin that died, and this really, 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 I was looking at the people and seeing, hallelujah, how many was really in tune with what was going on in their service. And I realized that, you know, not many preachers talk about this, but we have to teach the people and let them know how important it is that preparation, hallelujah, just like we prepare for life, we have to prepare for death. Amen, amen. It may be a touchy subject, but it needs to be told. Remember this. Every person on this earth gets one chance to prepare for your final destination. You see, God lets you choose. You must choose heaven or hell, Christ or Satan. Yes, again, life is short and death is short. And the grave awaits us. Oh, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Without a clear destination, a journey lacks focus. It lacks any way to measure progress forward. Where is your spiritual journey of following Jesus is headed? What is your final destination? Here in the scriptures that was read, that Prophet Thibault read earlier, in Luke 16, verses 19 through 23, we see two men, a rich man and a poor man, by the name of Lazarus. And it says, there was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and live in a luxury every day. And there was a certain beggar. Now, notice this, the rich man, he's living high on the hog. He's living in a big mansion on the hill. He's living a luxurious life down here on earth. Don't that remind you of worldly people? Don't they remind you of those that are collecting treasures around here on earth, building their kingdom here on earth without no concern about spiritual things. And then here he goes, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell down from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Look at this man, Lazarus, a beggar. The rich man didn't show no type of mercy upon no pity on this beggar by the name of Lazarus. But here are the dogs licking his sore. Hallelujah. They show more mercy than the rich man himself. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man, the one that was enjoying life here on earth, the one that was enjoying luxury every day of the week, he died also. And the Bible says he was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, your present place where you are here on earth was not intended to be your final destination. So the question again, are you prepared to die? Notice that there are noticeable differences between the two men. The rich man, again, he had everything that money could buy. A nice home, fine clothes, eating the best food. It doesn't say anything about him having any health problems. And his name is not given. But on the other hand, here is this poor man named Lazarus. He was very ill. He also was very poor. Someone dumped him off at the rich man's gate, probably his T-bone, dropped him off, hoping that this man would get some help from the rich man. You see, the rich man had, again, showed no compassion for this hurting man, this ill, poor man by the name of Lazarus. Even the dogs would lick the poor man's soul. The man's name was Lazarus, which means the Lord is my helper. The question remains through this lesson today. Are you prepared to die? Because your present place was not intended to be your final destination. And as we go a little further, we'll see in Luke 16:22-23, it says, and it came to pass that the beggar died. It was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. But look at the difference. Our Holy Father, God himself, he instructed his angels to escort Lazarus into Abraham's bosom. And in verse 23, it says, the rich man who being in torment, inhaled, and he lifted up his eyes. And he saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in the bosom. Unfortunately, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, unfortunately, the ones who died without the forgiveness of their sin will still have to face a final judgment. Oh, yes, they will. So people who die without the forgiveness of their sin will first be assigned to go to the grave. Then there they are waiting. They will be waiting for the second resurrection from the dead. Verse 24 says, then the rich man cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Notice now the tables have been turned. The poor man probably was asking him to have mercy on him while he was down here on earth trying to eat the crumbs from the rich man's table. And yet he showed no pity. He showed no mercy. But then here it is, after he died and he wound up in hell and see Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. So he's going to ask Abraham to have mercy on him. And then he's going to say, send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. You know, it's really amazed me that how people feel that they can treat other people just any kind of way. But when it comes to their situation of being discomfort, they expect you to attend to it. But here, Abraham said, remember. He reminded the rich man about the way that he treated the poor man. Verse 25 says, but Abraham said, son, remember that in your lifetime, you received good things. And likewise, Lazarus received evil things. But now Lazarus is comfortable. And you are tormented. Are you prepared to die? That's why it's very important, because your present place was not intended to be your final destination. That's why it's very important for us not to turn our nose up at people, for us not to look down upon them. Because you never know where you will be placed, where your situation will take you. But when you got the Lord on your side, and you know that you are trying to live a life that is pleasing in His eyesight, because we serve a holy God. We serve a God that is merciful. So we must extend mercy. We serve a God that looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. So we in turn, as followers of Jesus, has to look at people with the eyes of God, through the eyes of God, and look beyond their faults and see the need. And if we are able to meet the need, we got to extend ourselves to be that mouthpiece, that hand, the hands and feet of God, to meet that need. Because we never know when our name will be called, when our number will be pulled. Are you ready? Are you prepared to die? It is interesting that these verses of scriptures describe physical attributes which cease to exist at the moment of death. You see, God is a loving, merciful God. He doesn't have people to begin to suffer before their proper judgment time. See, God is the only one that can do the judging. That's why the Bible says, judge not, because the same measure that you judge with, you shall be judged again. And as we go on a little bit further, in the book of Revelation, it talks about, in Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. Here it talks about, we read that it says, that I saw a great white throne, and Him who sat on it, from whom faced the earth and the heavens flew away. And there were found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. Here the sea gave up the dead who were in it. And dead in Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to their works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The question still remains tonight, brothers and sisters, in Christ, those that are listening in, and those that will be listening to this teaching later on. Are you prepared to die? Because your present place was not intended to be your final destination. Notice a person, I come, who dies without the forgiveness of God. In the second resurrection, the grave gives up the dead. Then the judgment will happen. And the sentence is carried out. Notice the lake of fire. Just imagine this just for a minute. If you touch a stove or a hot pot and it touches your skin, immediately you're going to pull away. Immediately you're looking to cool that burnt area By the time we use cold water or something soothing to take the torment away, the burning sensation out. When we look at the rich man's condition, he was tormented from the fire. Hell is where he opened his eyes. That was his future destiny for him. Because he was caught up in self. He was in tune with what the world provided. He didn't make a change before he died. He continued to live that type of life that he was accustomed to. But here in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 42, it let us know, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There will be wailing and snatching of teeth. Yes, while we here on earth, when we lose a loved one, the weeping that we do, it attracts sympathy from the dead of our loved ones or a friend that we may know. Whereas wailing, it frightens and offends us. This emotional outburst of a lost person will continue throughout eternity. For that person who has rejected Christ Jesus as the one who has paid the price, the penalty for their sin. You see, Jesus, the Son of the living God, he became that ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. He took upon himself the sins of the world, nailed it on an old rugged cross. They nailed him, put spikes through the palm of his hand, through the ankles of his feet. They lifted him high, and they stretched him wide. Jesus Christ, he conquered sin, dead in the grave. Jesus went down to hell and stripped the devil of his keys, rose up with power from on high, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us tonight. Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Question still remains for us to ponder here this night. The question is still asked in 2019. Are you prepared to die? Again, it relates to the rich man and Lazarus. Remember, the rich man was living a life like most people do in 2019. They're going after all the gusto they can get. They're trying to accumulate as much wealth, as much material things as they can. But I got a question tonight. Have you ever seen a U-Haul behind a hearse? You see, if you accumulate it, and you die before your time, someone else gonna enjoy what you have accumulated. Yes, you may have six figures in the bank. You may have accumulated houses and accumulated businesses. But one day, it will be your time. Your name will be called. Your number will be pulled. And all that, you may have a sickness that may come upon you. You may have all that money can buy. But one sickness can take it all. One bad move in a business can cause you to be bankrupt. So if I was you, I would consider what the word is saying. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about it. There's a time and a purpose for everything under the heavens. Yes, time, though, we don't know about it. When we look around us, we can see this world is decaying daily. This is a time for us to prepare ourselves for a spiritual thing, for our final resting place. Yes, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm quite sure when we look at what is shared here in the book of Luke about the rich man, I'm quite sure that he thought he had a long time to live. But again, it says there was a rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he lived a luxurious life, not just on Sunday, every day of the week. And this other man, a certain beggar, those that were declared as the bottom of the rung in social static in society, he was laid at the rich man's gate. He was full of sores, which means he had a sickness in his body. And all he desired is to be fed with the crumbs, not the loaf, only the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sore. Don't it remind you about the homeless people? Sometimes when we pass around and Jesus tells us in the word of God that the poor will always be with us. So we that are fortunate to have a roof over our head, clothes on our bodies, shoes on our feet. We that are blessed to have food on our table, vehicles to drive to and from. Don't look down upon them. But if there is a way that we can help them, go ahead and help them. Because the word says when we lend to the poor, we lend as unto the Lord. God is the one that's going to reward you. God is the one that is keeping books. God is the one that will reward us for our faithfulness on what he asks us to do. Are you prepared to die? Because one day, we all have an appointment with death. One day, we all going to meet our maker. We all have to pass that way. Are you prepared? Only you know, and God knows. Remember what I said earlier? Hallelujah. The God that we serve, that life is short and death is sure, but the grave awaits all of us. Key scripture, Hebrews 9:27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Again, every person, I don't care what color you are. I don't care how much money you got in the bank. I don't care how rich you are or how poor you are. Every person gets one chance to prepare for your final destination. You got to make the choice. You got to choose. Jesus talked about a heaven or a hell. Yes, we must make a choice. Heaven or hell. Christ or Satan. Where will you spend eternity? Only you can make that decision. Again, when the body dies, your soul shall live. Oh, where is the question? God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Father, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you that your word will not return to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we serve a good God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. We serve a God who still, hallelujah, sits high but looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We are grateful tonight, Lord. We are thankful because this is a touchy subject. But we must tell, we must warn people that once they die, it's not over. It's just a, it is an open, the physical body goes to the grave, but the soul lives on. The spirit goes back to the one who gave it. Yes, God is good. His desire is that we all go to heaven. But we got to make our preparation while we're here on earth. Because we desire to be with him one day. Again, in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, you may be also. Oh, Heavenly Father, touch those tonight. Touch those, Lord. Bring them to that place of total surrender in their lives. Totally and complete into thy hand. We thank you that Romans 10:23 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you for saving souls. Thank you for making us whole. Thank you, Father God, for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do. Thank you for taking us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Thank you, Lord, for your hand being upon our lives, leading, guiding, and directing us from this day forward. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. This day and forevermore, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God is good and worthy to be, do be praised.
Amen, amen, amen. What a good teaching on where are you prepared to die. It's a lot to think about. Is your heart right with people? Is your relationship straight with God? Have you repented and allowed him to be in control of your life? All questions to ponder. Please find a Bible teaching church to fellowship with, to get fed from. It's imperative for you. It's imperative that you be and live the purpose that God has created you to be. If you have questions, topics to be discussed, comments on what we've talked about, please feel free to write to us at Busting Loose in Faith Ministries in care of Dudley Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's Busting Loose in Faith Ministries in care of Apostle Dudley Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 90509. I'm sorry, zip code. The zip code is 70509. Please remember that we are on air broadcasting live on Tuesdays and Fridays, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please share the number with your friends or go to the website and listen to any of the tapes that we have made. God bless you. God loves you. We love you. We'll be praying for you. And as the Lord allows, we hope to be back on Friday at 6 p.m. Please join us. God bless.